Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here to have some more healings tonight, and we'll go on to the light ship in about 5 minutes. So let's first do a emotional clearing for everybody. Here we go. So remember, we'll go back 5 days in your life. This clearing is about a 90% clearing, only because it needs to have your whole lifetime done to be 100%. And this is what we do on the website. We have active online healings and the emotional clearing, which clears away basically your baggage that you're dealing with. Remember, we all have baggage. We go in and out of relationships. Remember, life here is a relationship. And so you bring people into your life according to the baggage that you have. And so some people have more than others. And you can see them and look at different people that you have as friends, and some of those have a lot more baggage than others. They have so much. Well, a lot of times, a lot of their associates have the very similar baggage. So this is the way people relate, because your spirit, working with the dark side energy from your soul family, allows you to be set up. And this could be typically called in the New Age movement like spiritual law or your karma. And what this is your spirit is there to help heal your body. And so because most people are completely unconscious that they even have a spirit, and I can ask each and every one of you, have you talked to your spirit today? Or maybe during the week or even during the year? Most people will look at you when I ask this question, at least myself, and they'll kind of look kind of funny and say, well, how do you do that? Or they'll say, oh, yeah, my spirit talks to me all the time in my head. Well, that's not where your spirit resides. That's the mind energy. That's entities. So it's a very interesting to hear people's responses. But we're going to do a clearing here. The clearing, if you wish to have a new life for yourself, it takes about 1 hour to do approximately. Be a new you. And it only costs $5 times your age. And the light ship does this instantaneously. This is the same teachings that Jesus did and healings 2,000 years ago. The light ship only comes for a short amount of time at every 2,000-year cycle. So here we go. Just sit back, relax, and 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. If you examine now a situation that happened to you in the last 5 days, look at it. You're still going to see it. The light will never take away your experience because you're created to have experiences, okay? Typically, to experience divine light and to manifest through the divine light. On this planet, unfortunately, because we're run by the alien agenda, the negativity, and we'll just use the term mind energy. Remember, when you're in time, this is dark side energy. And that's where predictions come from, because it's already laid out in front of us. And so naturally, when you have a situation that changes, or you see something or something is told to you, then you have a conscious choice, and then the dark side has to put out another script for you. But if you look at a situation, you're going to notice that it's very, very well dampened down. You may not even see the trauma that you experienced in the last 5 days. You might just see the experience and say, wow, where'd it go? I was angry a minute ago. Now I feel perfectly fine. Well, this is how quick the light works. So the light only works in the now, and the darkness works in time. And that's the difference. And you have to connect to your spirit and your heart center. Otherwise, you're not connected. So here we go. We'll do another clearing. This is for people who are using their feelings to run their life. And this is a feeling body clearing. These are all invisible energies. The emotional ones, the emotional body is what you call ghost. The feeling bodies, I don't think, present themselves as a ghost energy. Here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. We'll do a mental body. This is for those of you who like to think a lot. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And for those of you who are in maybe physical pain, we'll do a pain body clearing. 5 days ago cleared, boy, that's rough. 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared. I'm yawning. A lot of people must be in pain. 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. I'll repeat that clearing. It's a little deeper here. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So these bodies are whole and complete. And then when you hit about the age of 10, they get filled up full of your stuff. Remember, it's brought forth in your DNA. And from there, if you don't have the bodies cleaned, which nobody knows about having them cleaned, unless you listen to this program, but it's the only way it can actually be done. But if you wish to have them cleaned, all these bodies will give you a much better way of looking at your life, much better health. And remember, energy always is there. It never goes away. It'll just change form sometimes, or it'll just be recycled. Like we say, you know, you go to a movie theater, go to a cinema, and you're the star performer in each and every one of these particular movies. They all look the same, but different actors. So this is the way the light ship views the way you're living your life here. And you have free choice, free will, although in the darkness you're on the time-based reality, unless you go into your heart center. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you here, and then we'll go to the light ship in a few minutes.
Okay, well, hello and welcome to everyone. And if you'd like to communicate with us during the show tonight, there's two ways you can do that. And one is by going on to the BBS Fast Chat. So if you have a question that you'd like to type in, if you have a question for Ron or something that you've experienced that you'd like to comment on, or maybe you'd like to request a room on the light ship that you enjoy going to, or a clearing sample later, you can do that by just typing into the fast chat. Or after we come back from the light ship, if you'd like to call, you can call the station and come on the air and ask your question live. So that'd be great. And we'll get to as many questions as we can after the light ship. I know we had a few from last night that we weren't able to get to, so we'll try to pick up those as well. So over to you, Rod.
Okay, so let's go to the light ship, everybody. This only works live. Unfortunately, because of alien intervention and abductions and things like this here, if you try to go to the light ship on your own, you cannot go there, but your mind might think that you are. So you don't want to get out there and wave a flashlight in the air to see the light ship, because you will probably be abducted somewhere else. And it might even look like a ship. So here we go. We're going to go to the light ship now. If you wish to bring some animals and pets with you, can. And flowers actually go up too, and plants. So here we go. On a count to five, you're going to feel the energy around you change. Like I said, this only works live. But you might actually feel the energy on an archive. So if you're listening to this on an archive, you will feel the energy of love and peace come into you. So here we go, going to the light ship. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we're there now. Let's go into one of the rooms there, and I'll just talk about the rooms. This is a room with golden energy. This is the golden waterfall room. You might actually feel the energy around you. You're on the light ship in physical form. So whatever you're wearing right now or not wearing, that's the way you're on the light ship. This is not just your spirit going up. This is your whole complete body being taken to the light ship out of time. This is the same way Jesus did his healings 2,000 years ago. And you're brought back into our time-based reality here. And unfortunately, because we are in time, we carry darkness around us that has been put in place by the Earth Spirit. And this darkness energy is what we call a lot of times our emotional, feeling body, mental body, pain body, etc. And these were initially put in place because of mind energies of psychic attacks. And so naturally, when somebody thinks a thought of you, where does that energy go to? It goes to your physical body. So these bodies do not go to the light ship because they were not created by the light ship. They were created by the Earth Spirit to protect the people on this planet from psychic attack energy. So this darkness energy is on this planet, and this is why sometimes your healings will not work, because you have not cleaned out these bodies. You might want to call it the onion peel, okay? And this is what needs to be done to have healings. And also, you need to be in your body to have healings happen too. So like I say, if you're only 20% on your body, then by all means, all you can expect is a 20% healing at the best, because your spirit has to integrate this energy with you down here, and your spirit is your healer. On the light ship materializes, recreates your complete spirit energy. So what's on the light ship is healed in 100% perfection. Coming down here, the baggage around you, your emotional densities and traumas, your past life stuff, your DNA, takes that energy from the light ship and distorts it. And it will sometimes work wonderfully, and sometimes it won't. And it depends on how much work you've done on yourself by having these clearings done. So here we go, going into another room. And the healings are between you and the light beam doctors. And you may have all of this here, you may not. It's hard to say. Everybody has their own experience on the light ship. And next room we're going into is a room where we're going to run into some disc. So we're going into these here. It's a very joyous room, a lot of happiness there. And the first disc that we're standing on is a disc, one above your head, one below on your feet. This is a red disc. You may feel energy surging through your body right now. And here we go. So remember, you're on the light ship continuously, just like you're down here. So here we go. Bringing the energy in for you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into a room where they have polar bears. Remember, these are all different divine beings that live there. These are still light beings because they haven't incarnated yet from the light ship. When they do, then they're no longer light beings. They just leave like yourself, and then you're a creative being working in hopefully light planets. Unfortunately, here we got sold a bill of goods, whatever that would be. The travel agency that we went to gave us a bum scoop, because this planet is full of darkness, overrun by darkness. So here we go. These are the polar bears coming. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's go into the silver room. They're putting some special water in our mouth right now. And this is used for gum infections. I have had people have wonderful results with this here. So here we go. You may feel your saliva changing. We're in this room right now. Here comes the energy. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll go on to another location. And we're going to go on to one of the rooms that has the large tree energy. Remember, these are all different types of light beams. They may look like what we have down here, or could be completely different. So here's the tree room. You might feel the presence of trees like you normally would on the earth plane here. But these are actually a little different species. These are actually much taller, and they're about 50 foot in diameter. So here we go. Here's this tree room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And you want to keep requesting your healings. Remember, the light only works in the now, not like the dark side time-based energy of reality. So it looks at you, does what it can, and then at that point, it stops until you choose to ask over again. And if you don't ask, then they think that where you are with your healing is perfectly fine, because they will never overheal you. So you have to keep requesting. Remember, when you come down here, this is where your problems begin. On the light ship, you're fixed. And then you get beamed back up again, we'll say, in the next moment of the light ship creation energy. And you say, I don't feel much different. Can you do some more work? They go, well, you were fixed, but because you're emotional trauma density in your body took away your healing, Now we're looking at you just like we did before, and maybe, you know, you had maybe a 0.05% healing, you see. But on the light ship, it was 100%. When you came back, it wasn't there because your emotional traumas took away your healing. Or maybe your spirit energy down on the earth where we are here now was not strong enough to hold the frequency of your healing. Maybe you weren't in your body enough. So you don't want to meditate at all on these healings. So here we go. We're going into the waterfall room. This has a different color of water. Very beautiful. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we're going to go into one other room here. And let's go into the room where the dolphins are. A lot of people love dolphins. And remember, these are light beam dolphins. And here is their energy coming. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So I'll just put some music on here so you can enjoy, request your healing. And we're going to go into one other room here. This is the room with the black energy. And these are special energies for pain. And there's a room which has black crystal energy with golden speckles. So here we go. Here's this energy coming. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, here's some music. Request your healing. And just see how you're doing. Remember, the healing is between you and the light beam doctors. You must request your healing. Another room, and we'll go into the new room on the light ship where the Earth Spirit, this is the spirit that we know of on this planet, where it's created this new reality in eighth dimensional reality as we know it here. On the light ship, there's no such thing as any type of dimensions, but this is where the Earth Spirit is leaving, maybe at or around 2012 when the ascension time comes near here. And when it happens, it's going to leave the blueprint of the Earth and inhabit its new blueprint. It's going to create a blueprint by putting its life force energy into it, just like your body does when you're born. Your spirit comes into a life form. Same process. And it's leaving this blueprint here and going to a new one. So we're going to go into that room here. This is a very beautiful room. So here we go. I'll count to 10 as we walk into it. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. So just enjoy and also request healing. You're in still other rooms doing particular healings on the light ship, but you can actually feel the energy of this eighth-dimensional reality planet. You might even be able to see what it looks like. Thank you. Let's go into a room where they have like the ocean, and there's a lot of water there. I don't perceive any salt in the water, but this is the ocean water. We're in it now, swimming. Another location, let's go on to where they have the trees in HD reality. So we're there now. Bring in the tree energy. And again, request your healing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Color is all silver. So here we go. Here comes the water. Again, request your healing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. increase the energy here. So stronger, stronger, stronger. This is the waterfall room. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Into another room. A lot of you have maybe dogs or cats, so we'll go to those locations here. This is your request, which room? We're going to both rooms. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Now we'll go into another special room. Let's go up to, we'll call it the penthouse. And we'll be able to see special stars. This will be on the lightship itself. So we're going to go up there right now. And we're leaving the 8D reality room of the new Earth Spirit's creation, the blueprint. We're going into the penthouse now, so here we go. Here comes the energy of the stars for healing, stronger. Stronger. And these are stars created by the light ship, not like the ones we have here that we see with our eyes, which typically would probably be artificial intelligent planets here or stars. So here we go. Stronger. Remember, the moon doesn't move. Stronger. Stronger. Like a billboard. Stronger. 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 And stronger. So enjoy this healing. Remember, the healing is between you and the light being doctors. And we're on the penthouse now. You might feel very relaxed. They're going to do some work now on us, work with our face energy, work with our ears and our eyes, our throat. So again, you want to request your healing. Energy room also. We're in many rooms at one time. So here's the orange energy room coming. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Pink room. Here we go. More energy is coming. Stronger, 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 and stronger. request on the Fast Chat to go to the food court. So, I myself love to have chocolate, but it's up to you people what you want to have. So, let's go there. And there's strawberries. There's different types of food on the light chip, but the amount is just very, very small portions. And you're going to find that you're going to feel yourself full after having about two or three of these here. So let's go to where they have their chocolate. So it's your choice what you'd want to have, bittersweet or sweet or semi-sweet, dark, whatever, milk chocolate, we'll say. And here we go. It's coming into your mouth. And this is a piece probably about an eighth of an inch in diameter. Here it comes in your hand now, between your fingers, going into your mouth, under your tongue. There it is. And if you like strawberries dipped in chocolate, we can do that too. These are small strawberries, a little bit larger, maybe quarter inch in diameter. We're dipping them right now. Here we go. So having that, you might be able to sense strawberry taste in your mouth in the chocolate. Some people like to have some of their fruit juices. So there's one that's deep, deep red. You might actually even be able to feel the energy as you get close to it here. The energy on these particular types of food that we have, the arc field is just tremendous on them. This is why you get filled up so quickly. So let's get some of this beautiful red juice coming into our mouth now. You might find your saliva changing. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. And they have like a dish of different types of fruit, light chip fruit. So this is kind of up to you what you want to have. So we can sample a few of those there, and you might feel yourself getting full. So we'll get some oxygen here. So let's go to the light chip where they have the oxygen room. Let's bring in number 17 coming in. Number 17, oxygen. So take a deep breath, inhale, exhale a few times. Here we go, number 17. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, another oxygen is going to be coming in, number 24. Here it comes again. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's get number 50. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and they're still working on our head, so you might feel your sinuses being changed a little bit. Might have a little better breathing. Let's work on our lungs and our heart right now. Here we go. I'll count to 10. And get some energy into our lungs and heart. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll go into another room to help us out with this here. I'll go into the room that they have like a steam sauna. Here we go. We're going into this room right now. And the temperature you can adjust yourself instantly. And you're levitating on your back. Here we go. Here comes the sauna energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we have a request for entity removal. So what we're going to do for that is we'll bring in the light chip insignia if you want to bring that up on your computer screen here. And that's the 12 source energies coming to you out of this here. And we're going to activate that, and entity should start to leave your body instantly. So here we go. Activating the energies. So bring up your light being insignia. Light ship insignia. Here we go. And this is off the count to 20 to activate this one. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Entities are leaving very nicely. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. Okay, we'll have the females work with us here momentarily, working with our toes. giving us a nice neck back massage, so you may feel your body relaxing instantly here. Remember, this is being done on a light ship, and we could be up there for a long period of their time. Down here, it might just be like we've basically been on this light ship for probably, say, 15 minutes or so. Up there, it could be a lot longer. Remember, we're in the frequency of light. So here we go. I'm going to bring in some more oxygen. And this will be in the sauna room, too. And here comes, looks like they want number 5 to come in. So here's oxygen number 5. Take a deep breath. Inhale, exhale a few times. So here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. You may start feeling your cheeks sinking in a little bit as the light beams are working with you. But we have also, if you're interested, if you want to have maybe a little better appearance on your face or just a little tune-up, we'll say, we do a special session with facials, and I do 2 of those. The cost is $150, and we normally do probably about 2 to 3 hours of work, so we do 2 different sessions for that price. And you never know what can happen. It's up to you. You can select how you want your face to look. They can do many, many things. So we do go to one more room on the light ship before we leave. We're going to go to the MM&M room, the 3Ms. So we'll go into where the original spirit energy of Melchizedek resides, and Michael, and Metatron. So here we go. Going into these rooms here. So I'll count to 10. You're going to feel the energy coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'll let you have this energy. Just kind of relax. We'll experience this here. And then we'll be coming back from the light ship. So remember, request your healing, because the healing, like I said before, is between you and the light being doctors. And hopefully you're having a much wonderful experience here. You may want to walk around a little bit here, see how your body's feeling relating to these healings. And the healings only work in the now. Back from the light ship. So we're going into the orientation room where we're thanking all these light beam doctors who worked with us this evening. We were in more rooms than I mentioned. And we're now being joined by our animals and pets. This is in the transporter room coming down. I'll count to 5. And you're going to feel the energy change once you come here, once you get disconnected from the light ship. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Oh, that was amazing. What a wonderful trip to the Lightship. Hope everyone enjoyed that very much. And if you have any comments about that, if you'd like to, go ahead and type them in on the fast chat. You know, before we went to the Lightship, I heard a beep. I don't know if there's been a caller on the line with us the whole time or if they hung up, but is somebody there? Hello, anyone there? Oh, I must have hung up. If you'd like to call back again now that we're back from the Lightship, please go ahead and do that. I'll give the number. It's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. So, in the meantime, Ron, can we talk a little bit about the new Earth and the plan, the Ascension plan, and, you know, just give us an idea of what it's like. I think we're so used to being in this universe that's, you know, controlled by mind energy that it's almost sometimes, you know, hard to get the concept of what it's like in the universe of light where there's no, mind energy. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, if you notice, once your show started, and this is true on all the archives, once you get and start listening to the program here, within a minute or two, you're put into the present that the light is working with you. And remember, the light does not promote itself, so you're not going to find anything outside of yourself bringing in light to you because your spirit already has it. This is what Jesus' teachings were all about, that the light is not outside of yourself. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there in the New Age movement, and a lot of these people do channelings, this, that, and the other, and they're not channeling from these divine beings of source energy because they're not available. So that's kind of a hard thing for some people to actually understand because they're so used to hearing all this New Age smorgasbord of stuff, and you know, it gets very, very confusing. But the light does not promote itself. It's always inside of you. So you're not going to find, you know, some place where, you know, you come together with a group of 50 to 100 people and somebody sits down and channels, we'll say, Archangel Michael or Jesus or whoever, because that energy will not be from the Lightship because the Lightship does not do that. But the light of the darkness does. So the light of the darkness is the energy that people tune into. Remember, the dark side fabricates the light, makes it identical to the light almost. As far as we're concerned here, we don't have the discerning information to really understand it. Our mind is controlled by the darkness because we do have a mind. And so you're in time, and so the mind is running you. So if you ask your mind about it, what's your mind going to tell you? It can't invalidate itself, so it's going to say, oh, no. You're in the true light. You're listening to Archangel Michael talking through, Lady, Divine Sally here, who's doing this stuff here. She's been a master at doing this for the last 35 years, and she is channeling Archangel Michael. Well, that's just the light of the darkness coming through. The information will sound wonderful. So what's happening here on this planet is that the Earth Spirit has been in the density of darkness for a while. How long I really can't say, but it's been here in this creation, and it's been recreated approximately 1,200,000 years, okay? And so, or 1.2 million years, let's put it that way. It's not 200, but 1.2 million. So at that point, every 2,000 years, the Earth has been recreated over again. And if the Earth Spirit chose to change the blueprint, then it would change the reality in the next 2,000-year cycle. So what happened when Jesus came, he was here to help people again to do the ascension. Buddha came to awaken people to their dense energies in their body. That got switched over to your karma that you're here because of spiritual teachings. You didn't understand it. You did a bad thing in the last lifetime, and now you're here to make amends. So that's basically what his teachings turned into. His true teachings, basically, since he came from the light ship, was just that you want to get rid of your densities, your DNA. Don't have a child until you work on yourself. And from there, you know, continuously work on yourself and don't judge people. This is the teachings of all the masters, okay? Because when you start judging, then you may create another energy block. For myself, what I'll tell you is to truly judge people. I'll kind of switch it around a little bit here. And the reason why you want to judge them, because our body is so filled full of gunk, and the last 2,000 years we've had so much more density, and we have to get rid of this stuff. So when you start judging, then you bring forth all the judgments that your body has stored inside of it. And by doing so, then you can get them released. And remember, you're going to be doing this anyway, whether you know it or not, as people come in and out of your life. So the main process is to get out of the judgment, which you have to judge to get out of it, to see where your problems are. But the light ship does healings instantly, half an hour to an hour, you're a different person. Otherwise, it could take you, you know, thousands of lifetimes to clean out your DNA in your body to do these things. So the light ship does this, is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. So the earth spirit is leaving. So what does that mean to you? So this is the hard facts, unfortunately. That may sound kind of negative to some of you, but if you're listening, at least you want to know what's going on. So the earth spirit is tired of living the densities. It was going to leave here 2,000 years ago when Jesus came to change the energy on the planet to give us teachings of ascension. And because the galactic energies, the Galactic Federation, which was overseeing him and his role here, unfortunately, they killed him, and he could not reach enough people. So what happened was the Earth Spirit, again, felt sorry for the population, and it decided to have one more stay here in the darkness of energy. Remember, this is actually killing the Earth Spirit, too. The Earth Spirit is probably about 8% activated right now, I think. It started off at about 3% in October of last year. And so it is moving up slowly. But remember, it has to become self-empowered, too, just like yourself. You have to get your spirit integrated into your body. So that means that not just being in your body is going to help you. You have to get your spirit into your DNA so that your body can resonate light frequency. So there's two ways to look at that. So most people just talk about being in your body. That's you should already be in your body. You're in your body when you're born. Now you got to integrate with your cellular structure, okay? So, like I said, most people are 20% in their body because they may have taken drugs and alcohol when they're younger or whatever, and they forced and kicked out their spirit out of their body. And you can tell that by looking at people's eyes. If their eyes are glossed over, then they're not home. Who is? It could be a shapeshifter. It could be some ET life form. It could be an emotional body, hundreds of those or thousands of other people. And this is why, you know, it's hard to trust somebody who has glossed over eyes. So anyway, from there you want to continue on, and we'll talk about ascension. So the Earth Spirit's leaving this blueprint. So what happens at ascension time, light turns off its consciousness of light to all of its creations. So all of a sudden, like the master power switch for the light is turned off. So then that creates a void. So there's no more of anything in light. So where does these energies go to? Well, the light ship takes back these energies. Now, with ascension, you have two things happening again. You have your spirit ascending. If it can have all of its parts and pieces, okay. Remember, if you went to a dark side practitioner and had a spell put on you, that's why you have a physical problem, because your spirit got affected and connected to the dark side practitioner, and then that came back into your physical body. Remember that it happens in the invisible first. So if your spirit's fine, then they can do the ascension. If not, it may only be able to ascend part of itself, which is not good. And then the light ship has to find the other parts of you. It just depends how many different spiritual practices you've done and how many attunements and how many different organizations you went to searching for truth. And if you got hooked up to a dark side practitioner or somebody who was not working with the light energy, working with the light of the darkness, you may have lots of problems. But anyway, at ascension time, your spirit can do the ascension. Now, what about your body? Well, your poor body has been here genetically for a long time. How much do you love your body? Your body has to get this DNA cleared out of it. This is why we have the different clearings on the website to clean you out so that your spirit can come more into your body. This is the whole process of ascension, having your physical body turn into a light body. How does it do that? It must be integrated with your DNA. Very, very simple. This is what Jesus was doing with his teachings. The Bible talks about he released people from their sins, basically. Well, that's what he was doing, taking away the sins, which is judgment, from the past. But in his time, most people are not as corrupt as what we are right now. We have 2,000 years from what Jesus did. And his healing stopped when he left the planet. So that's another misnomer that the religions talk about, that you can still have Jesus come to you. You can't. You have the Jesus of the light of the darkness. It'll look the same, but it's not going to do the same type of healing. It'll tie you up more with the darkness energies. So basically, when ascension time comes, the earth spirit is leaving here, which means that the planet Earth as you know it, with the frequency of the earth spirit, will not be manifested. It's going somewhere else. And the earth spirit is allowing you to go with it to its new creation, like we just went through on this program, to 8D reality. So it's allowing you to come along with it because it knows your body energy. Now, what happens for most people is that they get taken sideways. This is why you're still here on this planet, and you're only here because the dark side did not allow you to ascend. How long have you been here? If you've been here for 50,000 years, you've already missed 25 ascensions. Remember, it's every 2,000 years. Are you going to miss the next one, making it 26? Well, the sad part is that if you get taken sideways to a dark side parallel universe, then when the energy gets rematerialized, the darkness may just put you onto a cloned, artificial created Earth, and you may be living there for eons of time, living in darkness, thinking that it's light. So that's the sad thing. So ascension for everybody is, as it is right now, in this present moment, going to 8D reality, if you can clean your body out and get your spirit in wholeness. So back to you, Sylvia. We could talk about our 8-hour call tomorrow, maybe.
Sounds good. We just have a couple minutes left, and I heard a beep a few times, so I don't know if anybody's on the line or not. Is anyone there?
Yes, yes, I'm Larry. Hi, Ron. Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, Larry. I have a quick question because we're almost out of time.
Yes, I'll be real quick. The gigantic angels that Ron talked about, Sally could channel them. Could they be a shapeshifter?
Yes. A lot of these energies that people perceive showing up, spirit guides or whatever, appearing in your bedroom, yeah, these are probably shapeshifters coming to you. Remember, the light will never bring you anything. Okay, so anything that you see as far as visions, anything that you get as far as prophecies, what's going to happen in the future, remember, the light only works in the now. Once you understand that and you write it down, because remember, your mind is going to tell you that that's not correct, you see, because your mind is programmed by the darkness, because you're living in time. So the light only works in the now. Just remember that. That's the only way you're going
to have. So the emotional body, could that also be taken to the light and dissolved, since that's just energy?
It depends. Very possibly it may be able to. But all these energies that are floating around here were created by something or some people. So, the light can deal with it at some level of consciousness, whether it needs to do it now or whether it's going to wait to ascension. So if you do have anything around you that shows up to talk to you or angels or whatever, those energies don't come to this planet. There has never been any angelic energies here after Jesus left the planet, almost 2,000 years ago. Because they don't show up. There's no conduit here for them to be here. There's no reason. There has been some divine masters that have come, but the actual angelic realm does not show up here. That's all artificial, like intelligence from the darkness coming through, and the dark side program to take people sideways.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Ron.
Okay. Hope I answered your question, Larry. So we have an eight-hour conference call tomorrow. It starts at 10 o'clock PST, and it's going to be a wonderful call. So if you want to get on it, just go to my website, go to the very top of it, and it'll tell you about it. And or you just send me an email also. I'll get emails tomorrow. I think I heard a beep there. Somebody come online?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Hello. Who's this?
My name's Trish.
Hi, Trish. Only got about a minute or two, so you have to be real quick. Because we'll be going into another show. We can't. How can I help you, Trish?
Well, I'll tell you, I had an experience, and I don't know how to say it so fast, but I'm a nurse, and I was out on a hospice case, and they had a call from the son stating that he had had a fire in his house, and he had picked up a trash can, a metal trash can, and carried it outside with no protection, and I had heard about these people. They're called the Fireburn Doctor Team, and they actually work with a doctor. And I called them, and what happened was that they asked for the name. And if you don't mind, I'll put the number out, 818-332-6445. And they gave, just by giving the name, the birth date, the place that he was born, or... anyway, they got information, and he was out of pain within a half hour, and his burns healed miraculously.
That's great.
It was just, yeah, and I just, I'm not sure how it works. I know they have a website. It's fireburndoctor.com.
Okay, well, thank you for calling, but we have to get off the show here because we're over time. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll say blessings to all of you. Come on the 8-hour call tomorrow. You can check out the brand new clearing on the website for space clearing. So I'll say goodbye and see you tomorrow, hopefully, everybody. Our next BBS program is at 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time on Monday. Blessings to all of you.
Okay, good night, everyone, and blessings. Hope to see you tomorrow, and have a wonderful night. Talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.